8-digit stand riot against plane from Israel was weeks in the making. The New York Times, November 2, 2023, 3:57 p.m. Yet a false rumor about the resettlement of Israelis in Dagestan that incited a violent mob at its capital airport Sunday was shared online for longer and more widely than previously reported, according to a New York Times analysis of Telegram posts. The false narrative was spread across multiple popular Dagestani Telegram channels in the 2.5 weeks before the riot, illustrating the power and danger of disinformation in areas far from the Israel-Gaza war. It appears to have been first sparked by a Russian regional airline resuming flights between Makhachkala, the capital of Dagestan, and Tel Aviv following a pause after the Hamas attacks in Israel. The first flight arrived on the evening of October 11. That same day, several Telegram channels falsely claimed that a group of Israeli refugees had arrived. 5 of these posts on October 11 and 12 were collectively viewed over 250,000 times. There is no indication that there have been any efforts to resettle Israelis to Dagestan. At 2:27 a.m. on October 12, the photo was posted on the Telegram channel Voice of Dagestan showing 2 dozen men with a large Palestinian flag and the caption, "The Israeli flight was met with Palestinian flags at the Makhachkala airport." Although the photo doesn't appear to have been posted online before October 12, and it was taken at the airport, it was not possible to verify with certainty the date the photo was captured, or whether a protest actually took place. But the post was viewed nearly 140,000 times. And in the next 4 hours, similar posts with the same photo were shared on 2 other Telegram channels, with 123,000 and 64,000 followers each. The rumor cropped up again on October 23, when an Instagram account that covers local news in Durban, the city home to most of the region's small Jewish population, published a post from a reader suggesting that Dagestan welcome back the Jews who emigrated from the country to Israel. The Telegram channel then shared the screenshot of the post, along with a message to users that used degrading language, calling them to report any Jews who arrived in Dagestan under the guise of being refugees, and refused to sell them any goods or rent them apartments. "These come should hear this everywhere they go," a message on the channel said. The rumors spread amid rising anger over the Israel-Hamas war. In the majority Muslim region, nearly every popular Dagestani Telegram channel reviewed by The Times was dominated by posts about the conflict supporting Palestinians. In the days leading up to the riot, users began threatening violence, and the anger metastasized into online and offline anti-Semitic actions against Jewish people. Some people pressured local businesses to ban Jewish customers. Hundreds of people called to action online showed up in person to mob a hotel where a person claimed that a Jewish person was staying. Image Telegram post calling for hotels in Dagestan to be checked for Jews, and using the Russian expression to suggest driving out Jews from the area. Credit: The New York Times. Post shared on Telegram channel Morning Dagestan Men, on October 29, hundreds of men stormed the airport in Makhachkala. Videos showed the men, many carrying pro-Palestinian flags and signs opposing the war, searching for Jews, destroying airport doors and barriers, and questioning staff about the whereabouts of Israeli arrivals. Rioters in the terminal were filmed making violent threats against Jews and, in one case, interrogating an Uzbek man about whether he was Jewish and seizing his passport and phone. Video: the Russian authorities said that the airport in Makhachkala, the capital of the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan, was temporarily closed as riot police responded to the scene. Some passengers, flown in by the airline Red Wings, appeared to have been Russians who had sought medical treatment in Israel, including the mother returning home with her sick child. At least 20 people, including police officers, were injured during the riot, according to Dagestan's health ministry. Russia's president, Vladimir V. Putin, blamed agents of Western special services. After the riot at the hotel, the head of Dagestan, Sergei Melikov, blamed the enemies of Russia for distributing fakes. U.S. officials have rejected any involvement from the West. It's not clear if the protest was organized by individuals or a group, but its planning did not go unnoticed in Russia. Two Russian Telegram channels with more than 600,000 combined followers had alerted their followers to online efforts to threaten the passengers hours before the plane arrived. Security services were apparently aware as well, A video posted on Telegram and verified by The Times shows Russian security vehicles and personnel at the airport's entrance at least half an hour before the mob arrived. While some videos show the police attempting to contain protesters, the officers appeared to have been overcome with relative ease. Image: Telegram post calling for readers to welcome passengers of a flight from Telephone Aviv. Credit: The New York Times. Post shared on Telegram channel morning to just Dagestani authorities. The Russian aviation authorities and Red Wings did not immediately respond to The Times' request for comment about when they became aware of the threat. The rumor spread across Dagestani Telegram channels with varying political and religious views. One with 60,000 followers, Morning Dagestan Utro Dagestan, was fervently anti-Kremlin and supported regional separatism, and had promoted hate and unrest in the past, including anti-Semitic posts. Others, like Dagestan Here Top Dagestan, had focused on local events and breaking news. The rhetoric intensified in the days before the airport riot, with numerous channels promoting collective action against Jews. Throughout October 28, many Telegram channels in Dagestan encouraged their readers to pressure real estate offices to refuse potential Jewish tenants. Screenshots showing users writing rental companies while pretending to be Jewish refugees were widely shared. If a company agreed to rent an apartment to an imaginary Jewish family, it would be named and shamed. Companies would be praised if they refused tenancy. Protests even spread beyond the Dagestan's capital. On October 28, dozens of people protested in Cherkessk, capital of the nearby region of Korakha-Cherkessia in Russia's southwest, demanding that Israeli refugees not be allowed into the region. On the night before the airport raid, a video showed a man walking near the Flamingo Hotel in the Dagestani city of Kayserispor. The post claimed he was Jewish, fueling the frenzied search for refugees. Video: On October 28, a mob gathered at Flamingo Hotel after a Telegram user claimed a Jewish person was staying there. Credit. The New York Times. Videos shared on Telegram channel Echo of Dagestan later that night. Hundreds of Dagestani men gathered outside the hotel, demanding that any Jews come out. "Show your face, or we'll come and drag you out," they yelled. On the Morning Dagestan channel, users demanded that every guest at the hotel be checked. Video verified by The Times shows a group of men searching the hotel's corridor for Jews. Those actions prompted Flamingo Hotel to put up a sign at its front door noting that no Israeli Jews were allowed entry. The planning for the riot at the Makhachkala airport ramped up at least 24 hours before the flight from Telephone Aviv arrived. On the afternoon before, the Telegram channel with over 175,000 followers shared screenshots of the itinerary with instructions to its followers to meet the guests. After the violence, several Telegram channels and group chats involved in spreading the false news about Israeli refugees were taken offline. Telegram's chief executive, Pavel Durov, suspended Morning Dagestan on Monday, saying that channels that called for violence would be blocked. Ivan Netrepotrinko contributed reporting. Share full article.